Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophet Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We now join our Sunday service.
Welcome, friends, to Many Mansions Sunday Service for July 2nd, 2023. For those of you who are new, I welcome you, and we pray that you find comfort and joy in today's service. For those of you who have wished to request healings, you simply enter the first name and the condition for which you wish healing, either for yourself or some friend or associate. Call upon Reverend Douglas to begin with the opening prayer.
Good morning, Reverend Douglas, and good morning, everyone. Just a minor correction. You may request our prayers for virtual healing in the chat, and our associate, Patty, will read them out at the appropriate time. So it's a request for prayers for virtual healing that you're asking in the chat. Today is a combination of Canada Day, which was July 1st, and of course, July 4th, which is a major day to our cousins in the US of A. Our service today deals with freedom, which is what our world and our countries have been founded upon. And so let us begin with a prayer. Father, we come to know with humble hearts, grateful for the gift of freedom you have bestowed upon us through your Son, Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. As we open this service, we ask that you fill this sanctuary with the Holy Spirit. May our hearts and minds be open to your divine word, and may we be reminded of the spiritual freedoms we possess. As we reflect upon the blessings of freedom, guide us to use our liberty not as a means to serve our fleshly desires, but to serve one another in love. Help us to understand the true essence of freedom, that is not about doing what we want, but doing what is righteous and just in your sight. God Almighty, we ask that you illuminate our paths and lead us into a deeper understanding of your holy word, that we might illuminate the Christ and might illuminate the truths and the teachings of the spiritual meaning of Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ. In all that is holy, in the name of the Holy Family, Mother Mary and Father Joseph, in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are grateful for our lives. Amen.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. I now call upon Mark to read our mission statement.
Our mission is to speak of God Almighty in generally and to practice unconditional love as much as possible in every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practices of meditation and earnest intellectual research, we may come to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions, our heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal soul and its divine existence within each of us as recounted in holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty as we are inspired to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. And now we'll read 1 Corinthians, the love verses. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no account of wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in evil, but rejoices in the truth. Now I invite you to say the Lord's Prayer along with me. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Since Reverend Michael is not here today, I will also recite our prayer for the planet. Dear Lord God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, we ask for your divine grace to shed the benevolent rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, and to influence those minds in a positive way that have authority over the planet and all who live on the earth, that their decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day in every way. Amen. I now pass the service over to Reverend Douglas.
Greetings, everyone, and I want to greet all those who are listening to our Global Village radio broadcast being broadcast internationally here on Sunday, July the 2nd, 2023. For those of you who are listening to the service in your own time zones later on over the next day or two, we are grateful to have you with us today. Thank you for coming to the Global Village Radio Show and podcast, and also to remember that the podcast and radio show is also broadcast on Friday nights and at other times. But for today, we're here with the Many Mansions Spiritual Center community. We have something in the neighborhood of 30 souls on board with us today as we come to talk about this important subject of freedom. Freedom is something that should not be taken lightly. Freedom is something that has been earned by blood. People all over the world have been enslaved throughout history. And it has only been in modern times that there has been a freedom of sorts around the world. The great American experiment that started in 1776 and that it followed into Canada and other countries as to the United Kingdom and the European nations that express freedom for their peoples came by hardship. It came difficultly. And we celebrate this weekend as a freedom weekend here in the West with our countries. But we should also understand that there is a spiritual freedom that also can liberate our souls and liberate ourselves from those difficulties that we find ourselves in this world. In this physical life, we have many lessons to live, and we go through these lessons for the sole purpose of becoming self-aware. And as we become self-aware, we become self-realized. And we begin to realize that we have a soul and that that soul has a purpose and that we do live well on and in the higher dimensions above after this earthly body is shed and our soul ascends into the higher dimensions or heavens or kingdoms above. It is through this understanding and this time in life that we earn the right to go to the highest level of love, consciousness, or closeness to God Almighty. So today I am honored to be speaking to you this day, July the 2nd, on the eve of a day that we as a nation celebrate freedom in both Canada and soon on the 4th of July, America. No other place in the world I know celebrates such a holiday as we do here in the West. I'm sure other countries have their celebrations of liberations from their kings and dictators and tyrants that they've had in the past. But today our sermon is inspired by the teachings of the King James Version of the Bible, focusing on the blessings of freedoms, as well as the responsibilities that come with it. Firstly, let us consider the biblical truths of freedom. John 8:36 teaches us, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." This freedom is not simply a temporal freedom or freedom from earthly bondage. It is a spiritual freedom, a liberation of the soul from the chains of karma, sin, worry, fear, and despair, and all the other negative challenges. It is through accepting Yeshua, the Savior, as our Savior, as our teacher, as our elder brother, as our way-shower, as that one who has been on the path, that if we follow, we can truly be set free. But what does it mean to be free in this Christ consciousness? Galatians 5:1 further enlightens us. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherein Jesus the Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." To be free in Yeshua the Savior or Jesus the Christ means to live a life of, in service of love, truth, and righteousness, and to resist the shackles of sin or mistakes and earthly desires that are overly abundantly experienced. Remember, put limits on desires. Freedom is a gift from God, yet it is also a responsibility. It is not an open invitation to fulfill the desires of your flesh or to be self-serving. Galatians 5:13 to 14 admonishes us, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for the occasion to pleasure yourself, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." This is a reminder that while we have been blessed with the gift of freedom, we must use this blessing to serve others, to promote love, especially compassion and understanding, not to foster selfish desires or to cause discord or cause harm to anyone. But how do we use our freedom for the good of others? It's a pretty difficult question, and it's a lifelong lesson on how to, with being prudent and being wise, how to help that you're not taken advantage of by those who pretend to be what you would wish to be them, someone in need that you might help, but instead they are the hypocrites. Beware the hypocrite. It is through virtue healing that we can best serve our community. Virtue healing is the practice of healing not only the physical ailments, but always remember, it is the mental and spiritual afflictions that our brothers and sisters may suffer. Virtue healing is a demonstration of our commitment to use our God-given freedom to uplift and nurture the well-being of those in need around us. In Luke 4:18 to 19, Yeshua declares, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Just as Yeshua was sent to heal and liberate, we too are called to this divine mission, each and every one of us here in our community. Our freedom is not solely for ourselves. It is a tool. It is a gift to bring healing, love, and compassion to those in need. In conclusion, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the blessing of freedom, let us not forget our responsibilities. Let us use our freedom to serve others. Service basically is the wages to heaven, in my humble opinion. Let us use our freedom to heal, to bring hope, to spread love, simply by being kind, nice, and compassionate. Remember, the greatest freedom we can express, experience, is the freedom from sin, from karma, from worry, and from fear. Through Yeshua the Savior, Jesus the Christ, and in that freedom, we do find our purpose, to love God with every cell of your being, and to love others. May God bless you all, and may you use your freedom to bless others. Amen. And I'll pray a little, I'll play our favorite hymn now.
I have heard you calling.
Thank you, Reverend Douglas. The next part of the service is the virtue healing, in which we do virtue healing. Just to recap, to receive healing, we hold our hands palms upward at roughly shoulder height. And when we feel, when we experience the virtue healing energies, we may feel tingling in our hands, we may feel warmth in our chest, in various parts of our body. This is the virtue energy helping us on all levels. To send healing virtue energy, we hold our palms at shoulder height, your hands at shoulder height, palms facing outwards. We breathe in through our nose, expand our abdomen. We bring it out through our mouth slowly. We contract our abdomen and force the virtue healing energy out of our hands. And again, you may feel tingling or warmth on your hands. And whatever you feel, some people may feel very little. Other people may feel a great deal of warmth or tingling. This is all good. Whatever you experience is what you experience, and the virtue energy, regardless, goes where it will help you the most. Reverend Douglas, I pass the service, the virtue healing part of the service, both back to you.
Okay, thank you, Reverend Douglas. Welcome everyone again. We'll be starting in a moment. I hope the background music isn't that loud. So how's the volume? Is it okay? Okay. It's good to see you all. We have 38 folks with us today, 38 souls on board. We start with some phone calls in the 416. I can't do a little blurred there a bit. Larry, Angie, and baby Elsie is with us. Linda is with us. JP, PJ, Will Santos, RA, Linda, Guy 10, I believe as they say that. I'm looking for that abbreviation for. Brandon is with us. Ann Pilgrims, Jesus, Anne Marie, and we have Meg, Marg, I should say. We have the screens are jumping around on me here. Curry, Vivian, Kim, Celeste, and again, Marg, Kim C. That looks like Bill Box at work. Carol and Bratina. Let me see here. Beverly, Tim, Joe, Trish or Patricia. Maria Fernanda, Patty, Michael, Michelle, Sue, Maria, Paul, Tomas, Santiago, Reverend Douglas, Director Mark, and myself. So the screen's changing a little bit as you can see me looking around. I want to welcome you all to the service, especially on this long weekend here in Canada, and the long weekend coming up, or I guess the holiday on the 4th of July as well. I was inspired to write the sermon about freedom because, as I said before, freedom has been hard-earned. All the way throughout history, the world has had kingdoms and dictatorships and tyrants that have basically caused the ordinary people like you and I to be enslaved, to not own property, had to have great difficulty. And of course, throughout history, there have been nations conquering other nations, and the people like you and I have always been the ones to suffer. So as we move through this time where the world is going through what we might call the end times, or a time of teaching or testing, as some of the great sages have reported this time to be, once again, we are reaching out, attempting to come in contact with the divine. The reason ordinary people survive hard times and difficulties and all those tyrannical things that have happened has been by divine intervention. Throughout history, someone has always appeared, and I'm not going to name the several, but they've always appeared, prophets, holy beings, interdimensional beings, spiritual beings that have set the course of the world back on track. As we are going through this difficult time, my book I wrote in 2012, I called it 2012 and Beyond. It was a forward-looking book of these situations that we're going through. And it was called A Renovation Time. So in order to keep hope, remember these difficulties, these times of extremes that we're going through, are renovations, a tearing down to build up. Our community is coming together because we feel intuitively, spiritually, a sense to create a critical mass. Because throughout history, it was always a community of people that spread the word, the truth, to illuminate the Christ consciousness, if you will, that allowed the communities to survive and thrive, and then to change the ways of the tyrants. And what we're going through right now is a reset. The next few years are going to be somewhat more trying, and there is going to be the release of the Four Horsemen, as Book of Revelations has stated. We're about to begin that, if not already begun. So as we ask for virtual spiritual healing, remember that virtue has its own consciousness. It is that divine spiritual blessing that emanates throughout each of us. It comes and it goes wherever it likes. And on this particular community, we have had people improve from cancers, from difficulties of broken bones, from operations and healings thereafter to be accelerated at warp speed, to have the surgeon's hands be guided from the divine. Virtue is not magic. It's an intelligence. But it does those things. It helps the body remedy or heal itself with its own abilities, blessed from the divine. It guides the hands of the surgeons intuitively. It does those things behind the scenes that we cannot comprehend. And as we ask for virtue healing, we are appealing to the divine. We are asking because you have free will and free choice. You have to ask. And we ask in prayer. And then we do everything we possibly can to make our situation better. We are blessed and our prayers are answered. So although we have this position, as we described, this is an ancient position as outlined. This is how you push the energy out through prayers. And as you can see, I'm multitasking here. Okay, let us begin by holding in your mind's eye. I'm going to give you a little tip about the words I am in a second. By holding in your mind's eye what you want, what you need, and how you see it in the future. I want you to, in the future, see in your mind's eye whatever it is you want the prayer to address or to be fulfilled. The tip today on the words I am comes from the biblical understanding, I am that that I am, which is a name for God Almighty. In the use of ourselves, when you say I am, this is a command to your subconscious. So you don't say I am sick. You say I am healthy. And you imagine the future of being healthy. You see yourself healthy in your mind. The lesson, the tip, when you say the word I am, you say I am healthy. I am wise. I am rich. I am happy. I am whatever it is in the future. And that's a direct command to your subconscious or your super subconscious mind. And then you push yourself in your mind to that future time and you see yourself. Okay? And as I'm doing this, my hands are already trembling. The energy is going out to everybody. And you may feel it or sense it as it has been said. We believe in miracles because we have witnessed them. Faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. Your spiritual growth, your spiritual illumination will be demonstrated by your spiritual abilities or gifts being enhanced. This is what is taking place during these sessions as well. The virtue is going wherever it needs to go and wherever you ask it to go. But it has its own intelligence. It knows what you need even before you ask the question. So let us begin. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for a blessing. We ask for virtue to go through each and every one that's here in our community. It is on the Zoom call. And for those that are listening in our radio broadcast going out throughout the whole world on our Global Village radio show. In the name of all that is holy, in the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are so thankful. We are grateful for the blessings that we are receiving. We ask for the virtue to go into our bodies, physically healing and remedying, strengthening and improving our bodies. We ask for a blessing to soothe our heart, to remove fear and anxiety and worry from our minds, to open our souls to the greater consciousness of the Christ consciousness of compassion for all. We ask that our spiritual abilities, recounted as gifts in the book of Corinthians, continue to be enhanced, that we can understand the way to the higher consciousness, that we can evolve to be self-realized and fully realized, that we will come close to our soul, and our soul will come closer to you, God Almighty. We are grateful for the great Savior, Yeshua, who has shown us the way. We are grateful for the Holy Family and for the prophets of those who have gone before. As we ask again now, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for the blessings we have received There have been many. We ask once again for the blessings to go through our bodies physically, mentally, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. As we take a moment to allow the virtue to go through our bodies, we repeat, we are grateful, we are grateful, we are grateful. And to each and every one that is here today, and for those listening on the radio broadcast, close your eyes. Accept the love and the blessing that is being given from above. Repeat, I deserve love. I deserve to be healed. I am a good person. I am a person of love and compassion. I am successful in my life. I am grateful for my life. We ask in prayer for a gift of a blessing of health, wealth, and peace of mind. Take the blessing. Receive the virtue. Be grateful you are receiving this blessing. Give thanks to God Almighty. A blessing be to our people on the phone calls, to Jean, to Larry, Angie, and Elsie, to Linda, to PJ, to Will Santos, to RA, to Linda, to JP, to Brandon, to Gaetan, to Babette, to Anne, to Anne Pilgrims, to Jesus, to Celeste, to Kim, to Vivian, to Carrie, to Jim and Sherry, to Mark, to Tim C, to Carol, to Bertina, to Maria, Francesca, Fernanda, to Trish, to Joe, to Tim, to Beverly, to Paul, to Maria, to Sue, to Michelle, to Patty, to Tomas, Santiago, Reverend Douglas, to Mark, and to myself. And also, may a blessing go to those that are meaningful to us, to our family, to our friends, and to those that are special to us, wherever they might be in the world. For this, we express gratitude to Yeshua, the Savior, Jesus the Christ, to the Holy Family, Mother Mary and Father Joseph, to all the avatars and saints and angels, especially Archangel Raphael, for the blessings that we have received and will continue to be received. We are grateful for our lives, and we are grateful for this time to bring forth this community of light. And let this light spread throughout the world through our internet connections on Zoom and our Global Village radio show. And may we visit places in the world to start new communities that are in accord with our own. Let us illuminate the Christ consciousness and the words, as has been given before, to bring the people of the world together through this terrible time that we are going to experience, this teaching or testing time, this time of renovation. Save us, allow us to live in safe places. Give us the wisdom to be prepared for shortages and difficulties. Give us the ability to cooperate with one another, that we can save, provide, and assist each other, that we will do well through these times of darkness. We ask for protection from our enemies, those who would do harm to us, to be put asunder, to be put out of our way, blocks to be removed, that we can find our inner way on this path of enlightenment. Feel the love that God sends. Know you are not alone. Commit to the community. Commit to God Almighty to be a true believer. For if God is with you, who can be against you? God is capable of doing anything and providing anything, but you have to ask. Ask and your prayer shall be answered. Seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open unto you. This is the great promise of the prayer. It is one of the fundamentals of our community. As we move now from those people who have received a blessing, I'll ask Patty to read the names of those people who have made special requests by emailing Joe through ourmanymansions.helpline@gmail.com. And then if there are some requests in the chat, we'll deal with those. Patty, if you'll proceed.
For Sam, relief from severe cancer and its associated complications.
Okay, everyone, because Sam has made a written request, imagine Sam in your mind. He's a man. He's elderly. And we're going to see love going into his body in any way you imagine it, project it. It's pouring into his body, removing the cancer, healing the cancer, purging the cancer, destroying the cancer, whatever you choose. As we ask God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to go once again into Sam's body, to purify the body, to remove the disease in the body, and also to amplify his heart, that he is able to receive a blessing of love, of peace. May his mind be filled with peace, and may he come to illuminate that consciousness within, to understand God Almighty, that he is not alone. We ask in this in the name of the great Savior. Amen.
For Kirby, relief from cancer and its associated complications.
Once again, everyone, you use the same symbols or images that you have in your mind to go to this person and to purge the cancer, which does not belong in the body. It is not part of the body. It has invaded the body, and therefore it can be evicted from the body. It can be destroyed in the body, for it is invading harmful force. As we ask in the name of the great Savior, the Holy Family, and the angel Raphael, the angel of self-healing, we ask for a blessing to go through this body easily and comfortably, removing any cancer cells, allowing the body to be strengthened through its normal healing mechanisms easily and comfortably. And most importantly, we ask for this person to be inspired with hope, with enthusiasm. Let him rise up and take charge to conquer this disease in his body easily and comfortably. Give him the power of self-determination. In the name of all that is holy, amen.
The following are from the chat. For Joan, relief from brain cancer.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to remove this cancerous substance in the brain easily and quickly. And it's in my mind, I'm just taking paper and I'm crinkling it up and it's just disintegrating. As we ask for this disease in this mind, sorry, this body, this brain, to be eradicated and removed, we are grateful. Amen.
For Andrea, relief from cancer.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to Andrea. We ask for a pouring of this blessed energy to remove any cancerous cells easily and quickly. Ask for the body's immune system to be strengthened. As all of us in the community are directing a blessing and prayers towards this body, may this cancerous substance withdraw easily and comfortably and completely. Amen.
For Lavinia, relief from dementia and glaucoma.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask as the community to send a blessing into this mind to repair the nerve systems, the blood vessels, the brain tissue, and whatever else that can be restored easily and comfortably, that the links between logic and thinking can be reestablished, that this entity's mind will come back, that its thinking will return through the pathways of normal thinking easily and comfortably. And let there be blood flow and healing to the eyes to remove any difficulty, that the eyes will be cleansed. Amen.
For Michael, relief from a constricted esophagus.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the blessing to remove the tension, the tissue, the membrane, whatever the restriction is in the esophagus. We ask for the spine to be aligned. We ask for the nerve systems to be activated. We ask for the strength in the wall of the esophagus to increase, that it expands and there is no restriction. Whatever the restriction is, we see virtue scissors going around and opening up the membrane or whatever the restriction is, easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Frida, relief from Lyme disease.
Looks like the Lyme disease is receding in my mind. God Almighty, we once again ask for the Lyme disease to be removed from this woman's body easily and comfortably, that the immune system is now over the edge and is now strengthened. It is now stronger than it was weaker. It is past the middle point, and it continues to strengthen and remove this disease from her body easily and comfortably, eradicating any invading virus or bacterial substance in her body which does not belong. Amen.
For David, successful healing from eye surgery.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for a successful operation to bless the surgeon's hands who will conduct the surgery, that this body will heal up quickly thereafter, and that there will be a guiding blessing throughout the entire procedure. Amen.
For Fernando, relief from lung cancer and bone metastasis.
I understand that Fernando is already in remission. We have prayed for him before, and he's doing quite well. We'll ask again, God Almighty, we ask for the continued blessing of remission of his cancer, to remove the cancer and eradicate it from his lung and other parts of his body easily and comfortably. We ask that his confidence and his enthusiasm will be increased, that his mental and emotional states will be strengthened. And we are grateful for the blessing he has received already and for the blessings he will continue to receive until this cancer is completely out of his body, eradicated, and he is 100% healthy. We are grateful for the healing that's taken place and for the healing that will continue to take place. Amen.
For Mary, for assistance in walking.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the body to be strengthened and for people or individuals to advise, to help or assist Mary in walking. We ask for the blood flow to be increased throughout the body. And we ask for all the restrictive forces, the stiffening, the arthritis, the inflammation, whatever it is stopping the muscles from relaxing, that is removed and her muscles become more flexible and stronger, that she will stand up and be able to walk on her own. The sooner, the better. Amen.
For John, relief from bladder and prostate issues.
Dear God Almighty, and to the community, we're seeing whatever color, energy, shape, whatever your imagination is, sending this virtue, directing this virtue to this man to heal the abdominal area, to remove any problems in the organs, to increase the blood flow throughout the body, and to energize the body with virtue, that healing and recovery and removal of disease and weak tissues or cells will be the end result. The sooner, the better. Amen.
For Kath Ann, relief from lupus.
We ask for a blessing to go through this body, to remove any disease, any bacteria, any virus, any blood clots, any difficulties throughout the body, to affect the sinking in the body, to allow the immune system to increase and to be strengthened. We ask for this blessing of virtue to go through the entire body and to continue to go through the body until this disease is eradicated. Amen.
Don, relief from a hernia.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for a blessing to John to remove the hernia, to repair the body easily and comfortably. Amen.
For Jenny, relief from depression.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for this entity to be able to go out into the sunlight, to be in the bright sunlight each day for at least an hour, that she, during that hour, will think of over all the accomplishments in her life, and that she will imagine her future life being filled with riches and plenty and all things necessary to make her smile, to be content. And by riches, we mean physically, financially, mentally, and emotionally, to be filled with joy. There is no problem that you have now that cannot or does not come with a solution. So our prayer will be for virtue to help find solutions to these issues, which is the key to overcoming this depression. Get angry, get motivated. Praise God Almighty. Hallelujah be your mantra. You can do this. You can overcome this darkness, but you have to take the steps first. Then God will be behind you, pushing you forward all the way. Amen.
For Kim, relief from rib pain.
We ask for a blessing to remove the tension between the ribs to allow the rib to rotate back in place. We see the injury in the spine, and we ask the spine to become more flexible and the fascia to release. Amen.
For Trish to recover from surgery.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to speed up the recovery, to allow the body's own mechanisms to be enhanced with virtue energy, to allow the body to hear quickly and completely, the sooner the better. Amen.
For Benny, relief from cancer and pain.
Dear God Almighty, we ask Raphael to intervene, to go to this person and to remove the cancerous cells, to destroy them, to reject them, to eradicate them, allowing this person to recover, and that their pain is soothed. Virtue will cause the body to be balanced, and that pain-free will come into this body, the sooner the better. Amen.
For Babette, relief from shoulder and lower back pain.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go through the body, removing the tension and inflammation across the shoulders, going down the spine, illuminating, relaxing, increasing the blood flow, allowing the flexibility all the way down to the pelvis. May this healing energy be soothing and comforting, and may flexibility be the end result and the body be pain-free. Amen.
For Tim, relief from liver problems and an ongoing infection.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for virtue to go through this body to remove the poison completely from the body, to invigorate the liver and the kidneys, that as he drinks 8 or 10 large glasses of water every day, the poison will be removed from the body in a natural way. Allow this healing to take place, the body to be amplified in its rejection of poison easily, comfortably now. Amen.
This is the last request.
Uh-huh.
For Angie to have a healthy pregnancy and a healthy baby.
We'll ask Mother Mary to watch over this person, this mommy-to-be, and that the pregnancy will be in all ways normal, if not even better than normal. And the pregnancy will develop a healthy and unique blessed child, and the delivery will be easy and smooth. Amen. And one more prayer for everyone that's not here today. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are grateful for Hanuman watching over us. We are grateful for the angel Raphael, who has interceded and assisted us in the delivery of virtue, in our request for healings to ourselves and those that are meaningful. We are grateful to Yeshua, or Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Savior, the Holy Family, to the other angels that are meaningful and who watch over us. We are grateful for all the wonderful things and accomplishments that are being accomplished and given to us as a community and as individuals. We are grateful for the protection we are receiving from our detractors, our adversaries, and those who would be our enemies. May they be put asunder with compassion. As we are reaching out into the world, bless each and every one that is listening to this message on the radio throughout the world, and to those people who are here on a Zoom call, who are calling from Europe, South America, and all parts in between. Bless each and every one in an extra special way, that they will appreciate the freedom they have. They will come to understand a greater closeness to you, God Almighty, and the freedom they have to believe, and the freedom they have to be a light in the world and of the world.
May we be blessed financially as a community. May those who are in the community generously support us in this time of need. May they support us with their prayers and with their participation. In the name of all that is holy, amen, amen, and amen. And I'll just play this last prayer again. Here I am, Lord. I guess I need to turn up the volume a little bit. And let that prayer soak in.
I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin, my hand will save. I who made the stars of night, I will make their darkness bright. Who will bear my light to death? Whom shall I send? Here I am.
I will give a closing prayer now, Douglas, Reverend Douglas, and then we'll turn it over to you. First of all, thank you. It's been a privilege today. Let us pray. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, As we close this service, we thank you for the grace to understand the blessings of freedom. You have reminded us of our call to virtual healing, which is the basis and purpose of our community, to be instruments of your love and peace in a world that dearly longs for your touch. We pray for the strength to use our freedom wisely, to heal, to pray for healing, to love, to pray for love, and to serve. May we be instruments of your peace, bringing your virtue healing word to those around us, using our spiritual freedom and our freedom in the world to magnify your love in the lives through kindness and compassion to those in the world and to those that come into our lives. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, as we leave this place, but not your presence, we ask that your divine spirit, virtue, continues to guide us. Let the messages we have received today take root in our hearts, and may they bear fruit in our lives and in our world. We commit ourselves, our families, and our community into your loving hands, praying that joy and freedom of the Christ consciousness that our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, shall remain with us now forever. In the name of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, we are grateful for the blessings we received. Amen, amen, and amen. Reverend Douglas, let me make you the co-host, or host, I should say, to continue on with the rest of the social. Here you go. I'm going to say, Paul, I guess, thank you very much for producing the radio show today. Are we still running? Are we? Paul, is the radio show concluded?
Concluding now, Reverend Douglas. Thank you.
Just so everybody knows.
Before we begin, I would it be okay to ask Fernando's sister if I could comment about his progress?
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, and you can also join this service on Zoom by going to internationalschoolofthepropets.com. That's internationalschoolofthepropets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks again for joining us today. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindProbe Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell.
No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.